Hey y'all, it is I, Anthony the Canadian Guy, and welcome to WrestleSode, the solution to your wrestling information problems. WrestleSode is a member of the Wind Column Sports Networks. Remember to check us out at windcolumnsports.ca to be kept up to date on everything happening here in Alberta in the world of wrestling. Today, I am so excited to be bringing you my interview with PPW superstar Dewey Robson. This was such a fun chat. Me and Dewey got to sit down. We got to talk, you know, how he got into the world of wrestling, how he trained his debut in PPW back at the PPW Power Rumble back in 2019. We got to talk his 2019 year and the feuds that he's had, and of course, what we can expect to be seeing from Dewey Robson moving forward. As you know, a few weeks ago, I was going to be traveling down to Lethbridge to do a couple of different interviews, but due to the blizzard that was happening, plus the COVID-19 outbreak that was taking place, and is still taking place, obviously, I had to cancel all of that. But I don't want to be leaving all of you high and dry. Dewey Robson was one of the interviews that I had lined up for that, so you get to be hearing that here today. As well, on Friday, I will be bringing you my interview with PPW superstar Angelica. It's going to be an amazing week. Not only that, but I've got other interviews lined up. I'm basically going to be trying to provide you guys interviews every 2 or 3 days at this point. I know you're all incredibly frustrated with the fact that there's all this social distancing going on and there's no local wrestling events going on. So I will do what I possibly can to make sure that you're all staying entertained in this weird self-isolation world that we call 2020. Anyways, before we do get into that interview with Dewey Robson, we will be hearing from our sponsors over at the Wind Column Sports Network, and then we will be getting straight into our interview with PPW superstar Dewey Robson.
Hello, friends. This is Spencer Love interrupting your regularly scheduled podcast experience to remind you to tune in to windcolumnsports.ca every Wednesday for Conversations with Love, the one-on-one interview podcast featuring the best of the best in Canadian pro wrestling and available wherever podcasts are played. Tune in to CWL on the WCSN for your previews, reviews, breaking news, and now, interviews. Proudly brought to you by Beercade YEG.
Hey everybody, Anthony here. I am joined with Dewey Robson. Dewey, how are you doing today, my friend?
I'm well. How about yourself?
I'm not doing too bad here today. So I guess I'll just start off with the most obvious question. How's the whole COVID-19 situation treating you? You doing okay?
Yeah, so we're doing all right here. Nothing. It's scary for sure. It's very tense. Still, me and my wife are still working and stuff like that. So it's a little tense and really don't know how this is going to go. So it's kind of tense moments, I guess.
It's a very weird time, especially, you know, like no local wrestling going on right now. Everybody is kind of just on eggshells. So, but thank you for continuing to work through a time like this. You're doing something that's clearly important.
Yeah. Important enough, I guess.
Important enough for it to, in a situation like this, like I lost my job in February and I'm like, I couldn't be happier at this moment because I'm like in this weird limbo where I'm like, hey, I have a 9-month-old baby and I don't have to go to work and I can watch her kind of grow up right now and I don't have to leave the house. So I feel kind of good about that.
Yeah, no kidding. That's kind of a blessing, I guess.
A small blessing in disguise. Yeah. But at the same time, I'm also like, I want to do stuff. But that's my background. Anyway, let's talk about Dewey Robson. Now, I know you wrestle a lot out of Lethbridge. You're obviously very big down there in PPW. I haven't seen you really spread up here around Alberta too much. So for those of us around Alberta who aren't too familiar with Dewey Robson, can we hear a little bit about who is Dewey Robson?
Ooh, who is Dewey Robson? Well, I think he's just a normal guy like everybody else who happens to wrestle pretty much. It's kind of the easy way to explain it. I mean, I'm just in there giving it all I got. Is pretty much, I'm nothing special. I'm not a 300-pound monster. I'm not the greatest looking dude around, but I'm just in there pretty much.
All right, I'm going to stop you, and I'm just going to say this. You say you're nothing special. So how come when I was down in Lethbridge at the Power Rumble, the first 10 people I walked past pretty much all had Dewey Robson shirts. It was almost 100% Dewey Robson for like the first quite a few people that I met. So you say there's nothing special about Dewey Robson. I think other people seem to disagree with that. So we're going to be finding out about that. Now, you had a little bit of a special 2019. Now, you apparently competed for a couple of different championships. Apparently, you had a pretty good time in the Power Rumble back in 2019. Let's talk about Dewey Robson's 2019. How did it all start? What happened for you during 2019?
Yeah, it all started at the Power Rumble last year in 2019. It was a pretty amazing debut, I think, for myself. I couldn't imagine one that went better other than winning the whole thing, but I was able to eliminate four men.
You held the record at that point, right, for most eliminations?
I think I might have. I'm not even 100% sure of that. It was definitely up there, definitely the most in that particular Rumble. But, yeah, and then, yeah, I was in there for, like, over a half an hour. So, it was pretty amazing the way I was kind of debuted in that sense, which really helped kickstart people getting to know, getting familiar with me, and realizing that I'm not just another guy, I guess you could say, or I'm a force to be reckoned with in PPW, I guess. Hey, it's kind of hard to explain.
So you said that was your debut inside of PPW, is that correct?
That is, yeah. That was the first show I'd ever been on, yeah.
Well, I'm sure you made a heck of a lot of fans that day, for sure, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
So how did it all start? What made you get interested in wrestling? Let's go all the way back. Back to Child Dewey. Well, did you watch wrestling as a kid? What's your wrestling story?
Yeah, when I was, young, I was a big wrestling fan. I grew up in Vauxhall, Alberta, about 20 minutes north of Taber, Alberta. But anyways, we didn't have the greatest cable packages back then, so it was kind of limited to what I was able to see, but I think every Saturday morning they had like a main event kind of show on. And I was a big fan. I would rent all the pay-per-views that would come into the movie store. I would read all the magazines and stuff like that. And then, once the kind of Attitude Era started to kick in, we finally got a decent cable package, and I was able to pretty much watch the whole Attitude Era. And then about after that, I kind of fell out of it. And it was a very long time. I think around the age of 16, I kind of fell out of wrestling. It was kind of in and out. And then I really didn't start watching again until about WrestleMania 32. So it was quite a while.
That seems to be a pretty common story, it feels like.
Yeah.
You know, you're into it for a very long time, and then when popularity in, 2002, after the end of the Attitude Era kind of fell out, a lot of people just kind of disappeared for 15 years, it felt like.
Yeah, pretty much. And then, I just decided, I think it was actually the Royal Rumble before WrestleMania 32, I think the one where AJ Styles debuted.
Yeah, 2016, I believe.
Yeah, so I for whatever reason, wanted to watch a Rumble. And I got the WWE Network, and I ended up watching the Rumble, and AJ Styles kind of really caught my eye, and I thought, well, I'm going to tune into Raw, and AJ Styles is the reason I kind of got back into wrestling as a fan. So I've ever since I've been watching pretty regularly, even though, off and on here, but pretty much watching all the pay-per-views and stuff like that. And then, an old friend of mine who he's got a young son, well, not too young, but in around 10 years old at the time, they were going to the PPW shows in Lethbridge, and I'd never heard of them before, actually. I was talking to him, I was watching wrestling again. He goes, you got to come out to one of these shows. So I was watching PPW on almost every month for a good chunk of time, and then finally, I decided to take a plunge and go into it myself.
So that's where it all started. You decided you're going to try to get some training. So did you train with PPW then?
I did, but kind of my story's a little different. Me and my wife were planning a trip to Vegas. And I was looking for stuff to do in Vegas, and I seen that Sin Bodhi ran a fantasy camp down there.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, well, that might be my only thing in wrestling I'll ever do. You kind of go down there, you train for a couple hours, and then you do this little match, and they tape it and send it to you, right? So basically fantasy camp.
That's amazing. That sounds like that's my kind of wrestling that I wanted.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I was, it was a few months away we were going to go, and I decided to get in the best shape I could possible just for my one thing in wrestling. I was going to do it as good as I could. And before I even got down to Vegas, I seen Pure Power Wrestling was hosting an open tryout. It was in June 11th of 2018 or whatever, I guess it would be. And I just decided, you know, what? I don't have anything to lose. I mean, go try it out. If they tell me no, whatever, I tried. And, you know, who knows where it'll go, pretty much. And ever since, I've been training ever since with Pure Power Wrestling.
So I have a couple of questions, because that led me into so many good questions I want to ask. First,
yeah.
How did the tape turn out in Vegas? That's my first question I got to ask.
Not bad.
Not bad. Do you have this tape, and can we review this tape one day? That's my next question.
I might have it still. I've only watched it once.
This sounds like a treasure. Now that everybody who's listening to this now goes, oh man, Dewey has a tape in Vegas. We got to watch this tape now.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I'd been training for only a couple of weeks before I went down there, so I was actually able to get bumped around, and it wasn't too bad. I didn't have a lot of offense, but...
Did you surprise the trainers when you showed up and you're, like, actually taking bumps and running the ropes?
Yeah, they were a little... It was basically, like, a really good training session with Sin Bodhi at the time. He goes, oh, if you're going to pursue, we'll just treat it as a training camp, a one-on-one training camp, so... It was actually really good to, and he, you know, showed me a few little bad habits I had at the time, or, you know, a few little tricks, and talked about the wrestling business. So it was a really good experience.
It's such a weird thing to say. It's like, what was your best, like, trip? Like, what's your best thing going down to Vegas? Like, oh, I went into a wrestling training camp and now I'm a wrestler.
Yeah.
<It's> FTR.
Yeah.
So you started training with Pure Power Wrestling then. So I guess, like, I know that there's a lot of really great trainers down there, obviously Sydney Steele. You've got people like Kyle Sebastian. Were these your trainers as well?
Yeah, they're kind of the two head trainers that are do most of the training. But I think, you know, all the veteran guys really are not shy about teaching or giving you advice and stuff like that. So it's kind of a group training. But, yeah, Kyle and Sydney would be the two head trainers.
That's really awesome. So community education kind of thing.
It's pretty much, yeah.
And I mean, you guys have a lot of big names to kind of go through the Lethbridge scene. So you're probably getting lots of different opportunities to learn from some pretty good names.
Oh yeah. Like, man, guys with tons of experience, you know, different characters, different styles, all sorts come through there. And they're all really good guys that are willing to, if they see something that you're doing or whatever, they kind of will tell you about it and give you some advice. Like, it's amazing all the advice you get from these guys.
Do you have, like, one piece of advice that always sticks out in your head? Like, I've asked this question for people who trained under Lance Storm. What was that one piece of advice that stuck out in your head? But everybody seems to have that one piece of advice that sticks out in their head, something that they're always mindful of when they're wrestling. Do you have that one piece of advice you're willing to share?
One piece of advice sticks out more than others. Oh.
If I ask everybody, eventually we'll have a good training school happening.
Yeah. Ah, man. Yeah, it's hard to pick one.
No, absolutely. It's very hard. I completely understand. I ask unfair questions of you.
Yeah. Well, there's always the classic, you know, if you're going too slow, if you think you're going too slow, slow down some more kind of thing.
That is a big one I've heard around the Alberta scene.
One of the simplest piece of advice I had was just settle down and breathe. Helps.
You know what? We haven't had that one yet, and I like that piece of advice, because knowing me, it's interesting to believe it or not, but I don't really do great in front of a crowd of people. Believe it or not, as an internet person, I still cannot talk that well in front of... Nerves is everything to me, so just go slow down, take a breath, then get your stuff done. That's what I have to do essentially all the time myself, so...
Yeah.
So, a couple more quick questions here for you. So, you said you grew up, you started really watching wrestling. Were there any wrestlers in specific that you gravitated towards?
Oh, yeah, I was a huge Bret Hart fan. He was one of my biggest heroes growing up.
Being an Albertan, that must have even made it feel more special for you.
Yeah, and he was kind of always even though he was, you know, a champion and stuff, he was always kind of billed as the underdog, and you didn't really know if he was going to win or not. Like, how could he beat a 7-foot-tall guy like Diesel? Like, no way he can beat him, and he somehow pulled it off, right?
I love that about Bret Hart, because he was definitely at the time, especially the smallest champion, essentially outside of Shawn Michaels. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love that about Bret Hart. I was more of an Owen guy, but that's because for some reason, I'm a personality guy. I like a guy who can talk sometimes. Okay. But so I was always there's that weird Bret Owen thing. I'm like, I was Owen side, but I completely understand Bret.
Yeah, I would say Owen, but man, back in the day, I was so hardcore fan. I just hated him because he didn't like Bret Hart. You know,
there was obviously that rivalry. Of course, you have to choose a side. Like, it's the same thing. It's just like, were you a WCW kid or a WWF kid? And it's like, oh geez, most people chose one.
Yeah. Other than that, I mean, obviously Stone Cold, once he kind of really started to hit it big, and The Rock, obviously, all those guys. I like, you know, Edge and Christian, all the Canadian guys I really liked because they're Canadian mostly, but they're all really solid, really great wrestlers.
Oh, yeah. Hey, just because they're Canadian doesn't mean anything. That means they're awesome, essentially. We have the best wrestlers in the world coming from Canada. Like,
I think so.
We have Chris Jericho. I mean, there you go. There's your answer, everybody.
Yeah.
So in terms of your own style in the ring, is there anybody that you would say that you feel like you model yourself after, or that you kind of get inspiration from?
I wouldn't say one person at all. I'm trying to be as good overall as I can be. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I really love AJ Styles. He can kind of do it all, you know, really dynamic moves as well as, you know, striking and stuff like that. But I kind of gravitate towards the stuff I liked when I was a kid, like in the mid-90s and late 90s. Like, I really like that style of not too flashy, but you're still pulling off some flashier stuff, but you're not, you know, kind of the old school 80s big man style either, right?
But I think Edge and Christian are a perfect example of that from like the mid to late 90s, is because they were really good at putting on like one or two big spots in the match, and that always made that feel incredibly important. But besides that, it was just solid technical, good, cool wrestling.
I like stuff that moves quickly, or perceived to move quickly, and I also love the submission guys, the guys who can strap on a submission anytime out of nowhere kind of thing. So it's something I'm trying to learn, all of this kind of well-rounded wrestling, basically, which is incredibly tough to learn.
I couldn't even imagine. I got terrified at the prospect of stepping into a ring one day. I have to do it because I need to know. But like at the same time, I also go, but my back already hurts. Like, what?
That's how it all started for me too. I just had to know what this is like.
As soon as you stepped in the ring, was it that feeling like, this is, I got to do this?
Oh yeah, like the first time I trained after it, I was just like, oh yeah, I'm all in on this. Like, this was the best time of my life. And then I woke up the next morning. I went, oh, I don't know about this anymore.
It's like the next day blues. You're like, oh, yeah, okay, like, that's why people don't do this a second time.
Yeah, no, but it was, at the time of my life, and I knew I'd be back there, and I never really think about it that much, like, where, like, everybody has a goal of where they're going and stuff. I'm just like, oh, I'm just going to do the best I can and have fun while I'm doing it, kind of attitude towards it.
So. It's kind of enjoying the ride as you go along.
Yeah.
I like that very much, dude. That's awesome. Yeah. So we got a couple of quick questions here. So we pulled out to the world of Facebook and the world of Twitter. I heard back from a couple of different people. So I got a couple of quick questions. The first one we will do here is from Alyssa. She sends a message in. She says, you're given two objects to use in a match, a ladder or a chair. You can pick only one. Which do you choose and why?
Ooh, a ladder or a chair. I'll go with a chair.
You'll go with the chair.
And why? I love the sound a chair makes when it hits somebody.
That's a good sound.
Yeah. And I've never been able to do it yet, so I'll go with that. And also,
PPW management, did we hear this? Yeah, I think we need to put Dewey in a chairs match now.
Yeah.
I have all the sway as a non-part, like a completely impartial third party who has no control over anything.
Yeah.
We're putting you in a chairs match. No kidding.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I'm also scared of heights, so maybe the ladder will ladder will be a little too high for me, maybe.
Sir, you're human, essentially.
Yeah.
That's fair. All right, we have another question here from Alyssa, but I'm going to make it slightly more broad because she asked who your WWE girl crush is. I'm just going to go completely far. Who's just your overall wrestling crush? And I also girl removed crush? Girl because I don't know anything about anything. I'm just saying crush. This is 2020. I'm being that guy.
That's true, yeah. Well, I'll give you two.
All right, I like that.
I'll go with Rhea Ripley as the first one.
Great choice.
Yeah, and just because I think she's such a badass.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
All attitude.
Awesome wrestler, yeah. And second, I'll go with Mandy Rose, and for no wrestling reasons at all. No wrestling reasons
at all. That's totally okay. I'll give to her reaction faces. How's that say?
Yeah.
She's good at her reaction faces.
Yeah.
All right. I got some quick questions here from Paul over at the YYC Wrestling Hub. So what went through your head last year being the PPW rookie sensation? From training in 2018 to debuting in the Power Rumble to challenging for both the Cruiserweight and the Heavyweight Championship in 2019 and wrestling in a steel cage in your hometown. How has that kind of gone for you? He also does a lot of research. He's really, really good at research.
That's, yeah. It's pretty crazy when you read it out like that. It really doesn't compute usually when you're just training and wrestling and training and wrestling. You kind of don't look back.
So this is exactly why earlier I was like, so what makes you special? You're like, I don't think I'm that special. And then I read that out and you're like, oh shit, maybe I'm a little special.
Yeah. No, it's been pretty amazing. I really, when I started training, thought I wasn't even sure if they would agree to train me. And I wasn't really sure, well, maybe if I could get like one match on a show. That was my kind of hope. And yeah, just listing that off is pretty amazing. As far as rookie sensation, I don't know about that, but
no, most rookies usually win a Royal Rumble essentially on their first debut match usually. Yeah. No, I mean most of them don't usually just get put over in a mask or something like that.
Yeah, no, my debut too, and I think about it now, the very next show I wrestled Sydney Steele, and is my first kind of singles match as a real debut.
Yeah, I'd say that's a pretty good, I'd say the first two matches, wrestling and winning a Rumble and then wrestling Sydney Steele. Yeah, especially in the Alberta scene, I'd say, yeah. I'd say rookie sensation, maybe.
Well, and yeah, I mean, he could have just squashed me and it was a little tune-up match for him, but he made me look like $100 and really did a favor for me, you know?
I like how you really said it made you look like $100.
Yeah.
I have another quick question here because it kind of ties in here. Same question from Paul once again because the guy is a beast and we all love him. You stepped into the ring with some very experienced wrestlers in the Alberta scene. People like Bryn Watts, The Stormbringer, Sydney Steele, Sean Martins, Kyle Sebastian. Which of these names taught you the most about being a professional wrestler?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
He's good, man.
Yeah.
We love Paul here at WrestleSode.
Yeah. Well, oh man, my head trainers, Kyle and Sydney, probably, but I mean, Stormbringer and Cowboy would probably, if I had to rank, they would be number 3 and 4 for guys who have taught me the most. I mean, Stormbringer has a master's degree in psychology. He's been doing it for over 20 years. Same with Cowboy. He's amazing in the ring and psychology. Like all of these guys, I could say that about everybody, all of those guys, really.
Yeah, absolutely. I got to enjoy PPW, like I said, for the very first time at the Power Rumble. So I got to watch my first ever Stormbringer, Cowboy Bryn Watts match. People like, and I walked out going, why haven't I been to PPW before? And I'm like making an excuse. I'm like, it's only 2 hours away both directions.
Yeah.
Like, it's that good. So I understand what you're saying, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but yeah, I'd have to kind of give it to Kyle and Sydney. They've kind of been training me since the very start. But yeah, I mean, I've learned from everybody I've worked with and everybody involved with, especially Pure Power Wrestling that's came in or, you know, was a local guy as well. It's, yeah, I just kind of try to learn from everybody as much as I can. I mean, all those guys, if you can't learn anything, you got to be pretty bad. So
so I wouldn't learn a damn thing is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, I got a couple more questions here from Paul because he likes to do his research. What was the experience like of going to a fourth grade classroom to talk about wrestling and bullying? And what were some of the best moments from this opportunity?
Oh, yes, it was that's pretty something you kind of think you'd never really do expect, and probably something people thought outside of me thought I would ever do, as seeing as what kind of student I was back in the day. But
oh, that asks no, more questions now. We got more questions. Yeah. We have a follow-up interview to do now.
Yeah. No, it was a pretty amazing experience. The kids are so, I mean, especially in Tabor, at our shows, the kids are just crazy and they love wrestling and they're so passionate about it. It was amazing just to be around them. Is just, you just grab that energy. It's amazing.
Another great question here from Paul, and this will kind of lead us out of the questions out of the Twitterverse. As a clear follower of the wrestling hashtag fanny pack life, what is your dream fanny pack design? And I also know that he knows you're from Tabor, so he wrote, yeah. And why is it cobs of corn?
That's, I never thought about that, but that's a great idea.
There you go. It's all yours. Paul would be more than happy for you to take that, yeah. I guarantee it.
No, you know, when I first got in, I mean, I'm like, you know, I'm not gonna wear a fanny pack. Like, that's just so kind of cliche, and but as soon as you get a fanny pack, it is the handiest thing you've ever had, and it's awesome. I love it.
I feel like it would be so much more useful for people like a heel, because yeah. For obvious reasons, you might be able to store something in there.
Yeah.
But like, what kind of stuff do you like to keep in your fanny pack? I mean, this is a really important question now.
What kind of stuff?
What do you take out to the ring in your fanny pack?
I got some tape in there for my wrist. That's about it.
That's a good choice, probably.
Yeah.
So you're not hiding any like diamond rings or?
No. I'm an honorable man. I'm don't stash that stuff in there quite yet. So.
Also, why don't you just start bringing corn to the ring, I guess, is the next question. Yeah. He won't leave the Tabor thing alone. I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I have a question for you. So this is a question I like to ask all the different people who come on to the show. If, and throughout all of wrestling history, if you could ever possess a championship, whether it be a belt or a sword or a shield, whatever it is, throughout history, what would Dewey Robson like to call Dewey Robson's championship?
Ooh, I'd probably say the Intercontinental Championship that like Mr. Perfect and Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels had.
Oh, that's like the classic favorite. Intercontinental, yeah. One. It's a beautiful, yeah. Belt.
Yes.
I like that no person has ever said the same belt to this point.
Yeah.
That makes me really happy.
Yeah.
So moving forward, looking into the future of Dewey Robson here, what can we expect out of, well, I guess it's kind of hard to say where we're going to expect out of a 2020 Dewey Robson aside of maybe potentially self-isolation. But, you know, once that has surpassed, what can we see out of the future of Dewey Robson? What can we expect out of him?
Huh, it's kind of hard to say. I think my future, I'd love to first off wrestle again, hopefully.
That would be, you know, that's a start in this day and age. Yeah.
But I'd love to branch out a little bit. That's what's kind of tough about this whole thing. I was actually scheduled to work with Thrash Wrestling out in BC there for three of their shows. And I was actually scheduled to be on the a show in Calgary at late night at the Plaza. They were doing a wrestling theme, but they've all been canceled. So this month was supposed to be the most busiest month I've ever had in wrestling. But So hopefully once we get going again, I can maybe start branching out a little bit more. Maybe working in Calgary and Edmonton in areas like that, hopefully, would be my goal, I guess.
I think we would love to see you up here in like the Calgary area doing some more work up here. I know me and a couple of nerds that I like to go to shows with, Paul and Mitch, we would totally, we would be nerding out to see you here.
Well, this will only help being on your podcast then, hopefully.
I hope so.
Give me a head start up there, hopefully.
Apparently, I have at least a couple of listeners, so so that's nice to know.
Yeah.
Another quick question here for you. So throughout all of wrestling, there is about a million different promotions. There's something everywhere. But if Dewey Robson could work for any major promotion, where would we expect to see a Dewey Robson? Is Dewey Robson a WWE guy? Would we be seeing you in AEW? Would you go to New Japan? Are you like a Ring of Honor, maybe a NWA kind of guy? Where would Dewey Robson be?
Well, I would say my first choice might be WWE.
Mm-hmm.
I've always kind of been a WWE guy. I don't really follow too closely to the outside ones, but I have been watching every single thing AEW has done, and I'm really enjoying their show as well.
I think they're putting on better empty arena shows, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
What they do with MJF is beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. I'm enjoying actually AEW more than WWE right now. But I don't know, it's just that kind of, that's always what I've watched as a kid and growing up. It would be pretty cool to be in WWE and be...
That's your pinnacle, that's your upper echelon. It's like,
yeah,
to say that you've been on a WrestleMania, actually that's a great question for you. Yeah. All right, it's WrestleMania, you're in a stadium packed with 83,000 people. Who's standing across the ring from you?
Ooh, current or anytime?
You know, I bet if I were to say current and it was WWE, you're going to say AJ Styles. So I'm going to say anytime.
Anytime.
Was I right, by the way? Was it have been AJ Styles?
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
I seem to have picked that up on this interview. I'm even sitting here wearing an AJ Styles shirt, just going.
Nice. Oh, man. Well, I've already talked enough about Bret Hart today, so I won't pick him, even though he's kind of the default
totally
number one. You know, Brock Lesnar would be pretty crazy, I think. That kind of one of the biggest stars ever in wrestling, most dominant guys ever. It'd be pretty crazy to wrestle him, I think, and get absolutely destroyed, probably.
I was going to say, so it's like, so your WrestleMania moment is going to be about 2.5 minutes, is what you're going.
Yeah.
No, obviously, because you F5 him and he goes down. That's clearly what's going to be happening.
Oh, yeah. Like,
clearly.
The other way around. It's completely shocking. Yeah.
Yeah. When it was going to be Jinder versus Brock before AJ picked up the title from Jinder, I was totally Team Jinder, just putting that out there.
Oh, yeah.
I've always been Team Jinder. I love Jinder. Anyways. All right. Thank you for joining me here today, buddy. But before we do let you go, plug your stuff. Where can people find you? Where are you active? We're the most active.
I'm probably the most active on Facebook. You can just look up Dewey Robson on Facebook. I'm also on Instagram mostly. If you look up Dewey Robson, you can find me on there too. Other than that, I'm not a big Twitter guy at all. I kind of get on there every once in a while, but I'm not very active. So Facebook's probably your best bet if you want to get a hold of me or see me plug any upcoming shows, hopefully. And you can also follow Pure Power Wrestling on Facebook, and they usually post a new match every week. There's a new one or two matches that pop up on the Pure Power Wrestling Power Slam TV. So you can follow all of us down there and maybe get a little more familiar with us there. And we're also on YouTube under Pure Power Wrestling. You can subscribe to their channel and see all our matches. I think they have years of matches on there, so you can really catch up if you want to.
And some great matches, too. I was looking back on some of the history of PPW. You guys have had some pretty big names, even going back to like Stampede Wrestling days. You had my friend's dad on one of your shows.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, who's Principal that? Richard Pound.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of him, yeah.
John Cosman. I'm friends with his son. I used to work with him. That's just how that worked out.
Oh, nice.
But you've also got a friend who you wanted to plug. I remember this as well. Yeah. I'm not going to let you miss this.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I got a couple friends who are really big supporters of mine in Pure Power Wrestling. And they have their own podcast on YouTube every Thursday at 8 p.m. They go on live on YouTube, but you can see their whole catalog on there, and they're called the Jabroni Jabber Podcast. They talk about wrestling, sports, politics, pretty much everything under the sun. And it's basically two rednecks talking about all these topics, and it can get pretty heated at times, and it can be pretty hilarious at times too. So check those guys out. They've been huge supporters of mine and everybody in Pure Power Wrestling, really. So check them out and subscribe to their channel too.
Huge shout out to them. Well, thank you so much today, Dewey, for joining me. I hope we'll get to see you here wrestle soon. That's the best way I'll put that right now. Until then, we can watch you, like you said, on Pure Power Wrestling's YouTube channel and watch some of your previous matches. Do you have one in specific you recommend to people if they're going back and watching a match of yours?
Ooh.
Outside of, obviously, your debut, which was a beautiful thing, apparently.
On there. Well, you can go see my latest matches on there with Sydney Steele for the heavyweight title. That was just in Lethbridge. It's on there. That's probably my latest match on there. So you get to see me at my best, I guess, I've been so far. So, yeah, I mean, I'm pretty... You can also watch me versus Cowboy Bernwatts for the Cruiserweight title. It's my actually first time wrestling in Tabor. You can visibly see how nervous I am, so it's kind of funny to watch it back. but, yeah, other than that, check them all out.
Great. That's awesome. All right, buddy. Well, we're going to have you back onto this show here very soon. Once this whole social distancing thing ends, we will have to get together and watch your Vegas tape and make a nice little review about that. I'm not going to drop that now that I know it exists.
Yeah. My Dewey Robson's official first match. Yeah.
Oh, we're broadcasting that to the world, man. We're going to make it awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and you have yourself a wonderful day.
Thank you so much.